today I have the Ben Williams, Executive Director of the Connect, the Connect Youth Center, as well as a returning guest here on the Hudson Mohawk Radio. Ben is here today to discuss his event, Tacos for Life, that took place at the Connect Center on July 8th, 2022. Please welcome Mr. Williams. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming back.
No, thank you for having me.
You know, it's always a pleasure. Yes, of course. Of course. Let's get started. So tell us, how did your event go?
It was a smashing success. We had some celebrity DJs, local DJs, Intel Hayesfield, DJ TGIF, and the one and only DJ Hollywood. They all volunteered to throw a party. I supplied the tacos. Me and the kids made a bunch of tacos, put stations all over the Connect Center so people could explore and connect. We made everybody wear name tags. That was their taco pass. Bottomless tacos. They could go around as many times as they want to and eat whatever they wanted. There was a nacho cheese fountain. There was esports there. There was people in the studio making beats. There was dancing. Taco art, taco cupcakes, adopt a taco, just a grand old taco time.
Okay, so adopt a taco, let's talk about it.
So adopt a taco is our take on a giving tree. So we at the Connect Center made a bunch of paper tacos and made a tree on a wall of different price points and different items that people could purchase and donate to the Connect Center. Anything from feeding a family for a week, all the way up to purchasing computers for the music studio, all the way up to naming rights for certain rooms. It was a great, you know, menu for people to pick and choose on how they really wanted to support the Connect Center. It was pretty good.
Also, to hear more about that summer camp that Mr. Williams just mentioned, go check out our first ever interview with Mr. Williams on mediasanctuary.org. Okay, now, can you please tell us, how does food bring us together? Because it seemed that a lot of your events theme around food. So let's talk about it.
I was a chef in my former life. So there's a, you know, this immediate link towards food. It's just, it's universal, right? It's visceral. The Connect Center, as well as our STEAM-based programming, also does a few food insecurity initiatives. We have a biweekly pantry, as well as a community closet that we make available to the entire community, not just the youth. We also partner with the regional food bank, and we feed 36 families every weekend. These are kids that would depend on school to eat. And I love that program. Sent out over 19,000 meals last school year. I'm really proud of that. We actually honored 11-year-old Richie Ortiz, who him and his father, who owns Ortiz Transport in Cohoes, they're a moving company. They helped us deliver those meals last year. So Richie was our first ever youth volunteer of the year honoree. And that was super special, getting to be able to recognize him like that. But yeah, I mean, you know, we operate in a high needs area, and, you know, we're fighting poverty at the end of the day, and food is a part of that. For the students to come to my space and be engaged in the programming, they need a full belly. You know, they need to know that they're being provided for. That's part of what we do when they come here. They're allowed to dive into the pantry, get what they need, hygiene products, things of that nature. Yeah, it's just, it's kind of universal. And as far as the fundraiser, it's just fun too. You know, it was fun making a bunch of tacos and experimenting with recipes. It was unlike any other fundraiser I've ever been to. It wasn't stuffy and boring. And, you know, it was a whole party. I think people really responded to that. And we met our fundraising goal, and we actually smashed it. And that was the most money we've ever raised at one point. So, you know, it was a great success. And I'm looking forward to the next one in December. It's going to be a biannual fundraiser. So there's going to be one every summer and one every December. Date TBD. You're going to have to stay tuned.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you so much for elaborating on your experience with your fundraiser. I wanted to touch upon, you know, food insecurity, because I'm just curious, you know, it's such a sensitive topic. So with that being said, how do you, as a leader and a youth mentor know when a child is not receiving the amount of food they need to receive every single day? Like, what are some typical signs, and how do you make sure it's not an embarrassing moment for the child? You know, like, there's a certain way you probably go about it. So you want to explain that process?
You know, for the kids who come to our drop-in program, when they're new to the space, I like to either tour them myself or link them up with a mentor that will show them the facilities and explain to them, like, hey, if you need stuff, you can take it at the designated time. We just kind of leave it out there, and the kid goes and gets what they need on their own. So that's if they're coming in the door. I also cook with them from time to time. So I'll hold impromptu culinary pop-ups where I'll batch make, you know, a dish with tacos or chili or lasagna or something like that. And I'll just make a bunch and just feed them, you know, and then I'll always give them to-go boxes to take some home for the family, especially if they cooked with me. I like that the kids take pride in cooking the food, and they always want to bring some back to their mom or dad and be like, look, I made this, you know. But for our backpack program, we work closely with the school system, and the social workers work to refer families to us. It's a little bit of this and that. You know, and it's just the tip of the iceberg. I always want to serve more people and, you know, scale everything. You know, we're moving in a good direction. Our food pantry sees consistent traffic, kids consistently getting stuff from there and the community closet. And like, even over the summer, they'll come back and get free bread. We do like day in donations with Panera. So we always have some like fresh loaves or baked goods ready for pickup. Yeah, it's just kind of being there and being available. And, you know, that helps to overcome a lot of the stigma. You know, I'm not grilling them about their life or their home life.
More communities need people like you and centers like you, because very rare that you see someone giving food and resources almost 24/7. Like, seems like you're around the clock at this point, would you say?
I'm pretty much here like 7 days a week. So, you know, people stop in whenever, you know, even if we're not programming.
How does the Connect Center for Youth touch each child? It's got to be a certain way going to each child. So how do you, you know, how do you pick how you're going to maneuver with each child? Because I know you can't connect with them all in the same way, perhaps.
I like to ask a lot of questions when they come in, especially when I get you know, exposure. I'll ask a lot of questions around, you know, their interests and their likes. I'm not probing into their family or their financial status or anything. I want to see what motivates them, what really sparks their fire. And then I try to connect them somewhere in the building with the correct programming from there. You know, so I'm kind of like an intake coordinator of sorts. So once they're engaged, they're hooked. And, you know, I love when parents come back and are like, hey, Ben, my kid really loves being there. Like, do you have more? Is there more programming? Can I just leave them there like 24/7? Can you just send them to college? Like, I want to, but that's, you know, that's the sauce for me, is when, you know, the kids love it so much that they're telling other people, they're telling their parents, they're telling their other friends, they're telling their teachers, their community. You know, that's the greatest marketing, and the cheapest marketing is word of mouth. And, you know, and that's how we're building things.
That is a fact. Word of mouth is nothing but gold. I remember when I first heard it, and I was like, when I first started radio, and I was like, no, we do social media these days. And they're like, you know, you got to start learning old school tactics, because they'll never.
Right. I mean, social media is word of mouth, just digital, you know.
Yeah.
There's stuff that they like.
Yeah.
You know, people are commenting on posts that they like, that they resonate with. It's the same thing, you know. Yeah. Just looks different now.
Right. You know, we all got to adapt. Okay. So when is your next event? Do you have a date on that?
So the next Tacos for Life will be in December. I don't have an official date yet, but again, if you're interested, you can go to connectcenterforyouth.org, sign up for the mailing list. That will let you know about all our events, all of our fall workshops that are coming up for middle and high school age students. We're open to the entire Capital District. If you can get here, you can program. It's all free. The permission slips up there.
Do you have any other events you have that you have on top of your head that may be coming up?
I mean, we're finishing up our summer camps over the next 3 or 4 weeks, and then we move into our fall programming. So our fall programming, I'm really excited for this year. We're going to launch in esports, but we're getting into competitive gaming, and there's going to be a whole bunch of, you know, STEAM-based workshops this fall in conjunction with different universities, different organizations. Yeah, that starts up in September when the kids go back to school. We'll announce official dates again through our email list and through our social media.
Wow, I love it. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, folks. So as you heard, this is Mr. Williams, and he spoke about Tacos for Life. Woohoo! All right, folks. Well, this is Dulcinea Dix with Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I just spoke with Mr. Williams. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dulce. Appreciate you.